This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli officials said on Sunday three Israelis were fatally shot at the border crossing between the West Bank and Jordan. The military says the gunmen approached from the Jordanian side and opened fire at Israeli security forces who killed him. Relatives have identified the gunman as a retired Jordanian soldier. Jordan says initial investigation results indicate it was an individual act. In Gaza, meanwhile, Israeli airstrikes killed at least seven people, including two women, four children, and a senior civil defense official. Chased away by Israeli settlers, Palestinians returned to a village in ruins. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
An entire Palestinian community fled their tiny West Bank village last fall after repeated threats from Israeli settlers with a history of violence. Then Israel's highest court ruled this summer that the displaced residents of Kirbet Zanuta were entitled to return under the protection of Israeli forces. But their homecoming has been bittersweet. In the intervening months, nearly all the houses in the village, a health clinic and a school were destroyed, along with the community's sense of security. Those who have come back say they are determined to rebuild and to stay, even as Israeli settlers once again try to intimidate them into leaving. I'm Karen Shamas.
Thousands of people paid tribute on Sunday to those killed, tortured, and disappeared during the military dictatorship of Augusto Pinochet in Chile. The events that included street demonstrations and peaceful marches were part of the commemorations of the 51st anniversary of the coup of September 11, 1973, in which the government was overthrown. At one point, rocks were hurled at police and water cannons and tear gas was directed at some protesters.